there's only so much a coach can do, and I feel like as players, that's our job to step up and be as physical as we can, and, you know, we just didn't get that job done, and I feel like we need to learn from that and do a better job against UConn.
How much was the confidence in
that loss? It's hard. Your confidence definitely takes a shot, but, you know, that's the sign of a good team is to just show resiliency and to bounce back, and I feel like we need to get our confidence back right now, and I think that was a big thing in meetings was that we have to just brush that loss aside and really work on getting our confidence back.
Guy Holiday seems like a guy that won't mince words with his position guys. What did he have to say to you guys this morning?
You know, he didn't say too much to the inside receivers, but I'm sure the outside receivers heard something. We mainly deal with Coach and I, and like I said, it was good, but, you know, it's Coach and I, so we definitely learned a lot.
If somebody told you, like in August, you would lose Taysom, or 2-2, would you have taken
that? No. I mean, we want to go 4-0 no matter what, and it's really frustrating to think that we actually could have done that. And, I mean, Michigan was, you know, just like UCLA. There's nothing that they didn't do that was different than UCLA. They man-pressed us, and they put the same amount of guys in the box, but, you know, we just didn't execute.
If you go back and play Michigan again, if you go back and play Michigan again, why would you want to go back and play again?
To prove that we're a better team. You know, we can say that we're a better team and we can think that we're a better team, but you look at the score, you look at the stat sheets, and we're not. And that, you know, I just want to just smack them in their mouth and just right from the beginning show them that we're a better team. Because, like I said earlier, I don't think that they brought anything new to the table that we haven't seen already. It's just really frustrating.
What did you learn about yourself or about this program that you faced this
year, given the outcome? That you really got to look at yourself and come to grips with what could I have done better, and just learn that you just have to be ready to go every play, every week, and you can't take time off. You can't think that, you know, the fight's coming to you. You got to go to the fight and just execute.
The struggling of the run game, it seems that Michigan placed a lot of emphasis on pressuring Tanner, getting as a freshman quarterback, putting man coverage on you guys. Do you feel that this could be the blueprint for teams going forward as you face defenses?
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that we saw from UCLA kind of because Michigan, they were known for being a more cover three kind of man team. But then when we went out there, they just went straight man against us. And what was interesting is they actually played kind of a softer coverage on the inside guys. But like you said, stopping the run really, it kind of didn't open up the pass game. And then once we couldn't get the pass game working, it hurt our offense, and like you said, I feel like teams are going to come at us with man pressure, and even Coach and I said that we have to be ready to get used to that and to beat it, because that's the only way we're going to get over it.
This is a lot of responsibility. You as wide receivers, don't you get a cure to load your team?
Mm-hmm.
You're ready for that?
Yep. I feel like we are as a unit.
As a senior and a leader, how are you personally taking upon yourself to make sure your team gets past this and to motivate them?
You know, you got to get on your guys. I mean, there can't be any complacency anymore. There's no more just going half speed or just you have to go. You know, we show that what happens when we don't execute, and it's hard. So I think that not only me as a senior, but the entire senior group, we don't want to be known for losing, especially against teams like Michigan and UCLA that we could have beat. And so our job is to elevate those younger guys like Tanner, like Dijon, and have them help the team and just overall just move the team forward.
And you feel like that was happening a little bit, going half speed, maybe not going full out like you could have?
I feel like, you know, we let the outer interference, like the media, the fans, like we maybe let that get to our heads a little bit too much. And, you know, it's hard when you feel good about a win, especially big, exciting, like Hail Marys and just beating teams that were ranked. But you just got to remember who you are and be complacent, and not be complacent, but really just treat every game and every week like it's a new week and just erase what happened in the past. And, you know, I think Coach Monko really made a good point in saying, yeah, we've had a good season so far, and that means that, you know, the future isn't set and that we have to go and write that. And I feel like we might have gotten a little complacent and let that get to our head.
Does the two losses maybe give a little bit more urgency then to the rest of the season?
I feel like UCLA should have given us more urgency, but, you know, we obviously just didn't get it done against Michigan, and now there's definitely a sense of urgency.
It's been an outstanding, and kind of looking back, you came here as a walk-on, playing in the Big House, you contributing on an offense that is a pretty good offense. Mm-hmm. Talk about your adventure. What's it been like, you know, what you're looking at and how your career's gone?
Like you said, like coming out of high school, I didn't think that I was going to play D1 at all. And I just think it's a blessing, you know, I have to give all glory to God. And it's just an awesome feeling to think that, you know, I get to start in the Rose Bowl. I get to play at Nebraska and play against these NFL athletes that everybody talks about, like Miles Jackson. It's cool to think that I can compete with them and to just be able to play with guys like Tanner Mangum, who was co-MVP with Jameis Winston, and then Taysom Hill. And, you know, I just feel like it's a testament to hard work and really believing in yourself and having confidence in that you can do anything you want to.
Ziggy Ansah once said that he didn't go through BYU. BYU went through him.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't come to BYU. How has BYU gone through you? How has it changed you and made you who you are today?
I feel like it's made me a better person. You know, at first I thought that I had to be a better football player, but I didn't realize until I got, you know, better off the field, that's when the stuff on the field actually started really meshing, and that's when I started playing.
Last question.
What would your message be to, say, future recruits, having been a non-LDS guy, coming here as a walk-on, earning what you've earned, being a starter at BYU? What would you tell young kids who are BYU fans that would maybe, you know, think of you suggesting about coming to BYU? What would you tell those young guys?
Just buy into the program. Buy into the system. You know, don't look at it as you're going to make the team better. The team's going to make you a better person.